This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday the 10th of July. The general synopsis at 1800. High southwest German Bight, 1020, dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, variable 3 or less, becoming north 2 to 4 later. Fog patches at first, rain or showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North at Sierra, south at Sierra. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first, and 6 at times later in south at Sierra. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly or northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Fog patches, rain later in Cromarty. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later in east. Fog banks, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. German Bight, north or northwest, occasionally variable 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, backing northeasterly later 3 to 5. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Biscay, cyclonic 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first and later. Thundery showers, moderate or good. Trafalgar, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less in north. Showers in west, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Seoul. Northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in West Seoul, but variable 2 to 4 in South Fitzroy. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5. Fog patches at first. Good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, north or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally variable 2 to 4 at first and later. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. South or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in Bailey and Faroes, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Hebrides. Showers in Bailey, occasional rain and fog patches elsewhere. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, except in Bailey. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by west 3, recent drizzle, 2 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest 4, recent drizzle, 24 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest 4, recent drizzle, 12 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, south-southwest 2, 16 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Aberdeen, north-northeast 1, 7 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Lookers, west-southwest 3, 35 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Boomer, northwest 1, mist, 2 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Bridlington, calm, 1017, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 3, 5 miles, 1017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 4, 5 miles, 1016. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast by east 3, 1016, rising slowly. Jersey, east-northeast 3, 14 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 3, 1016. Scilly Automatic, northeast by north 4, 8 miles, 1016, now rising. Milford Haven, north-northeast 3, 22 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Aberporth, north by west 1, 9 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Valley, northeast by north 2, 7 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, north 2, mist, 2 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Valentia, northwest, calm, 24 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north 1, 16 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Malinhead, west-northwest 2, 16 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, west-northwest 2, 22 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 9th of July. The general situation. High pressure over the British Isles will maintain mostly light to moderate breezes over the coastal waters. Fog patches will affect some areas and a frontal trough will bring some rain or drizzle to northern and western Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattrayhead, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain, perhaps thundery later. Fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattrayhead to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 at first, becoming east or northeast 3 or 4 later. Rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 2 to 4 later. Fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or southeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, backing northeasterly 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first, fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, becoming east or northeast 2 to 4 later, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in west, and variable 3 or less at times in Lyme Bay, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 3 or less in Bristol Channel, but elsewhere mainly northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4. Fog patches at first in west. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in west. Fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times, becoming mainly northwest 2 to 4 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Isle of Man, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, mainly good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, variable 3 or less, becoming northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in North Channel. Fog patches at first in north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde in North Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in North Channel. Fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain developing, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then north or northeast 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle, then rain, perhaps thundery, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shetland Isles, southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain and fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. That completes the shipping bulletin.
Will you promise me something? Love differently.
I promise.
The stories of Gertrude Jekyll, Ellen Wilmot and Beatrix Potter.
You are not above the garden. You are of it.
Do not wait for permission.
And never apologise.
three female horticulturalists who chose to resist convention, redraw boundaries, and follow their passion.
When you look up at the night sky, I shall be there.
Featuring Juliet Stevenson.
What survives is to have made something honest.
Trimorous, three heroines unearthed. Listen on BBC Sounds.
That brings us to the end of our schedule for another day on Radio 4 and means, of course, we'll be closing down and handing over to the World Service to keep us going on this frequency until Radio 4 opens up again for the new day at 5 a.m. Over on Radio 4 Extra next, Sherlock Holmes and his trusty friend Dr. Watson are investigating who is following a music teacher every time she leaves the house, a shy admirer or someone who means her ill. The Adventure of the Solitary Cyclist was first published in 1903. This production is from the early 90s, starring Clive Merrison and Michael Williams, and it's on Radio 4 Extra in the next few moments. Thanks for your company here on Radio 4 at this late hour. From me, Ron Brown, tonight's newsreader Tina Ritchie, and everyone working through the night at Broadcasting House in London, a very restful night. Good night.
Hello there. Coming up on the newsroom, both Tehran and the United States have breached their ceasefire agreement. We hear from people in Iran about why they're so worried now.
If war breaks out again, God forbid, what will be targeted this time? People are exhausted by this situation.
Also today at midnight GMT with me, Nick Miles, after those deadly quakes in Venezuela, we look at the silent killer, disease and the fear of it spreading in camps for the displaced. Later on in the programme, France has become the first nation through to the semi-final of the World Cup. Meanwhile, ahead of their game against England, we look at Norway's morale-boosting sit-down trend and we find out what's just been added to the international list of threatened species after this.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. Iran's former supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei has been buried at a shrine in the northeastern city of Mashhad. He was laid to rest alongside four family members killed with him at the start of the war launched by the US and Israel in February. Our chief international correspondent Lise Doucette reports.
The Ayatollah's final resting place is inside the Golden Dome Shrine of Imam Reza, alongside four members of his family killed that same day. But even in this moment, when Iran's new leaders who survived the weeks of war want to project strength and unity, there's been no sign of the Ayatollah's son and successor Mujtaba, who was severely injured. Also missing from these ceremonies are the many Iranians who aren't shedding tears for a ruler and his authoritarian rule they've always rejected.
As the funeral went on, Iranian